Hi there. Welcome to Lesson 1 of Basic Witch Level 3, Connecting to the Magic of Your Spiritual Team. Well, the first thing is, I think we should talk about who your spiritual team is. Your spiritual team is definitely a guardian angel, and you may have more than one of them with you at any given time. A guardian angel is so important because the guardian angel's job is to make sure that you meet your entrance point and you meet your exit point from this realm that you're in at this time. You also have a master guide, super important, because you're going to need someone who has gone through and played all the game of life and has a lot of guidance that can be given to you from the other side. You're on your spiritual team. You can also have ancestors and loved ones that are for your highest good and only for your highest good. And I say this because you need to have a team of spirit ancestors that learned those lessons already. Let me give you an example. If your mom has had 6 divorces and you're needing help on your marriage, it's probably not good to ask your mom. So when you look for a spiritual team, you're going to look for an ancestor who has already been through some of the things you're going through and can give you insight and guidance at that time. So we've got your guardian angels, we've got your spirit guide, we've got your ancestor spirits, and guess what? You've got some animal spirits over there as well. Some animal spirit guides that are guiding you and seeing you through. Now you can have other spiritual team members. Some people have fairies. Some people have archangels. Some people have extra guides, master guides, 3 of them, 4 of them, 5 of them. It's completely up to you and your team as to what this will look like. But what is completely up to you is how you're going to develop and connect with your spiritual team. You know, as a spiritual medium, I spend a lot of my days feeling like one foot's in reality and the other is on the other side. I connect with people's loved ones who have transitioned, their spirit guides, and I do that to bring their soul peace and clarity about their personal life lessons. Not very much a conventional career, definitely not. However, it's what I do best. So your abilities are born with. You don't have to be a medium to be able to connect with spirit on the other side. That's just a mediumship misconception. I think all of us are born with psychic abilities, and depending on the level of energy that we have from the moment we're born will depend on how strong and how natural those abilities are. But that doesn't mean that anyone can't develop them. There's all kinds of ways to develop your abilities to be able to connect with spirit. But I want to talk about 10 simple, amazing ways to connect with your spiritual team on the other side. Because I've always been connecting with my team. I've always been talking to my guides, my angels. And I think it's really important that every one of us, especially those that I know that are seeking this witch, healer, shaman, medium, psychic step, it's really important to have that connection. For every spell you make, for every moon ceremony, for every connection that you're ever going to have, you're going to need your team. So step number one, get in the habit of asking. The first step to connecting with your spirit guides is get into the habit of asking them to join you. You see, here's the thing. If I'm your friend, I might pop by once in a while. But if you invite me, I am sure to come. You see, we often forget that we have guidance within us and around us. And in the busyness of day-to-day life, it's really easy to forget this connection. We forget that we can call on spirit for help to say, hey, we need you down here. White flag, white flag. I think as we were coming into this lifetime, I think that spirit was like, okay, I'm here for you. What do you need? How can I be here? But the thing is, you have to remember that you're connected to me, and your ego is going to do everything it can to pull you away from spirit. So you have to just remember that your highest truth is to be connected with your spirit team on the other side. And only call on the guides that have the highest truth and compassion for you. Hey, who needs to be here at this time? Who can assist me? Who can give me this guidance? The next thing is to listen, and we can listen by meditating, quieting our minds so that you can hear the wisdom within you and around you. You have to slow down your vibration to become aligned with the presence of your guides, your angels, your loved ones, because the truth is, we're very grounded in our spiritual bodies or in our physical bodies, but they're not so grounded because they don't have anything to harness their energy. So you can connect by slowing down, saying a prayer, calling them in, which again is inviting them, and then sitting in meditation and quiet for 5, 10, 20 minutes. It can be such a simple meditation. It can be a guided meditation. It can be just you being outside in nature. You can do a walking meditation if you want. All ways to just quiet your brain and connect you with your spiritual team. The third thing is you can write to your team on the other side. So once you've meditated, you can write down anything that you want. Just grab a few sheets of paper and write an invitation to them. Like at the top, write like, hey, Team Spirit, what is the highest and most compassionate truth that I need to reveal or I need to hear at this time? And then listen and let your pen flow. Just rip off the page and allow whatever needs to come. Ideas, stories, topic, inspirations, things you might not have thought of on your own. Sometimes I'll even do this with colored crayons and I'll just allow myself to let go so that I'm open to whatever color I pick up and what that means and what I'm doing with those colors. You may have spirits that speak directly to you, whether it's in a dream, whether it's in a voice that you hear outside your head, whether it's in a friend who's been knocking on the door for 20 minutes that you've been trying to ignore, and they're like, hello, I just need to come in because I have to give you this message about this new job that's opening up. Trust spirit. And the next thing is to ask for a sign, because your spiritual team can have a lot of fun with you on the other side, but you have to ask for validation. Like, hey, if I'm supposed to get that job, show me a blue butterfly. Hey, if I'm supposed to break up with my girlfriend, show me a pink elephant. And I always try and think things that you wouldn't normally see or hear or feel or experience, because then I know this is really true. But then I wake up to the fact that it might be on television. I see it. It could be on a billboard. It could be anywhere. The next is just that. Pay attention to the guidance you receive. The one thing about asking for guidance, but it's another thing to witness it and actually take it in and pay attention and be noticing when, how, where. It's a big deal if spirit gives you a message. Like, it's huge. And sometimes we're just like, oh yeah, like, found a dime today. Do you know what spirit did to actually get that dime in front of you and then get you to notice it? Like, that's huge. You have to not only pay attention, but you have to be thankful and show gratitude, which is where we're going next. Stay in an energy of gratitude. Listen, shifting the way you talk to your spirit team, if you find yourself thinking like, why haven't you guys shown me this yet? Or where are you? Or, I don't believe you. Or why haven't you shown up for me faster? That's absolutely a no-no, and you're showing your distrust for your team. You're telling them you're not really open to their guidance and that you want to be in control. So you have to make sure that by being gratitude and grateful for them, you're thanking them and appreciating them and falling deeply in love with them and your spiritual team for guiding you. So much gratitude. Like, thank you, guides and angels and loved ones, for showing me this illusion. Or thank you, Team Spirit, for this sign. And then acknowledging things when you get them. The next thing is release the outcome and trust the plan and that it's better than your own. Oh, I can't tell you how much I wanted things to go my way and to just be my way and only work out my way. And I just oftentimes, as a beginning medium, wanted to control the narrative of what my business would look like and how things were going to go. You see, your team has a plan, and I guarantee you that it is way better than yours, because they don't have an ego, so they don't have limited thinking. They're loving and they're wise, and they want to bring you right into the right career and the right relationship and to the right doctor or to the right experience that you have. And we have to be open to that. That's an amazing way to receive guidance and to avoid being derailed and getting off track in our lives. The next thing you can do is be more childlike. So, you know, if you have young kids in your life, you may be aware that they can still see their guides, and they might even talk about spirit right up until about the age of 7 or 8. So to lift that veil and connect with your guides, be more childlike yourself. Do things that bring you joy, like jump on a trampoline, go for a run, paint, swim, cook. Whenever I'm cooking, I often feel my ancestor guides around me, and I can feel them coming in and connecting with me. I love swimming, and so when I'm swimming, I can often feel my master guide is connected to me. The more childlike you are, the more you'll be able to be in your imagination and let go. Next thing you can do is ask your team on the other side if there's any names that they want to share with you, because it's not the be-all end-all to have the name for your spirit guides or your angels, but some people feel a stronger connection to that. And if your ego's in the way, this is a perfect time for you to get a reading and ask the other psychic or medium to tell you, hey, what's the name of my guide? What's the name of these angels that are with me? Because some people need that to build a strong connection. And then last but not least, trust your own psychic ability. Believe in yourself and the capacity that you have to connect with spirit. Trust your ability to connect with these guides and know that you're being supported at all times. I promise you, your team spirit on the other side will never leave you. So the most important thing is trusting that you are not alone and that you have access to one of the most amazing, incredible teams. All you have to do is be willing to start the conversation. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.